Blog Talk Radio.
Can you tell me how can one miss what you've never had? How could I reminisce when there is no past? How could I have memories of being happy with you, boy? Can someone tell me how can this be? How could my mind pull up incidents, recall dates and times that never happened? How could we celebrate love that's too late? And how could I really mean the words about to say?
I miss the times that we almost shared. I miss the love that was almost there. I miss the times that we used to kiss. At least in my dreams, just let me take my time and reminisce.
I miss the times that we never had. What happened to us?
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde, and that was Tamia giving us a little bit of almost as we get into these topics tonight. I have my co-host on the line. I have Medisa and Andre. What's up, good people?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Hi, boo.
We missed
you. Hi,
boo. Oh,
welcome
God.
Back.
Forever.
I know.
What's going on?
I'm so excited.
Dre, what's up?
Howdy, dee.
How you doing, boo?
This fool say,
y'all right?
Did this fool say how they do?
I can't deal with him because you know what? Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, you know, he called me on Saturday when he couldn't get you on the phone because he had to tell me about last week. Like, I can't deal with him. I can't. But I love y'all.
You best believe I heard I got an earful when I did not answer the phone. I can't remember what I was doing while I couldn't answer the phone.
Being like, I don't know where she at. Shit, I had to tell somebody. I was like, oh, Lord, what is it?
Jesus Christ. We can't even make half of this stuff up. Can't even do it. So tonight, I'm not sure if Taylor's coming in or if she's going to be late. I'm not sure. She didn't say, but we're here and we're ready and we're going to have a good time. But for the disclosure all out there, we drink, we cuss, we laugh, we have a good time all while. And I have already reached halfway of my bottle. So this is going to be interesting because...
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Because today has been a long day. This week has been a long week. So I waited till today to open up this bottle.
Mm-hmm. Girl, the struggle is so real. Like, today was the longest day in hell. Like, I felt like today would never end. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what is it? Like, I'm going to, like, get off of work. Like, why is it taking so long to get to 4 o'clock? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Honey, wait a minute. You know, we talk to crazy people all day long. So it's just like,
girl,
sometimes you need a breather from crazy people.
Yes.
So that's where I've been. So we're going to have some fun tonight because we're going to talk about relationship intentions. And what I mean by relationship intentions, like, what are we out here doing? Are we dating with a purpose anymore? Like, are we doing it? Is marriage the ultimate goal? When we sit down and say, I want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, what exactly are we looking for? And is anybody even boyfriend, girlfriend material anymore? I don't even know. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to entertain these people on Facebook and see what they're talking about and whatnot. And, yeah. So the first question up would have to be, what makes someone boyfriend or girlfriend material?
Oh, here we go.
I don't know. Y'all got to help me. I'll reserve my little thoughts for a second. Come on, Denise. It's been a while. Just jump on in, girl. Think first.
Okay.
Into the water.
So, girl. Okay. So I think that's really dependent on the person because, like, some people's standards are different. Like, some people accept shit that I wouldn't accept in a relationship. You know what I mean? So it's really kind of hard to answer that question, like, from a global perspective because some people be on bullshit. Like, you know how we have our – let's just talk about our little Facebook friends. Like, this chick is always on here talking about her man and what he do, and then the next breath she's saying, oh, he ain't shit and he this, that, and the other. Okay, but
not that
it makes
you want to just jump through the computer.
Right. Like, girl, I'm going to need you to get your life together because either you like him and you want to be with him or he ain't shit. Like, it's, to me, why do you keep entertaining the bull? You know what I mean? Like, I just think for me particularly, as far as relationship material, you know, I look for someone who, first of all, you got to have a sense of humor because if you are the type of person that's always got, like, you walking around with a stick up your ass and you don't have, you can't laugh and you can't live life, then I don't want to be with you because life is not always super serious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we have struggles. We have things we go through. But at the end of the day, it's like you got to take time to smell the roses. You know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate the good, you know what I'm saying, and accept that sometimes bad things happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is, you have to have honesty. You know, I think a lot of times people run into an issue because they are unable to be honest. Like, if you can't, first of all, you have to be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You the first person to know you ain't shit if you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what my issues are. You know what I'm saying? I know what my issues are. I know the things I have, and I have to admit those things to myself. But some people are dishonest with themselves. And if you can't be honest with yourself, then you can't be honest with nobody else. You know what I mean? And then the next thing is loyalty. Like, I gotta know that you riding for me whether I'm having a good hair day or a bad hair day. You know what I mean? I gotta know that you got my back no matter what's going on. And people don't have those things anymore. You know what I mean? And as far as the whole relationship, like, I think people don't even care about relationships anymore. You know, because they're so caught up in what they can get at that moment, like the right now. Well, the right now is not going to necessarily sustain you for the end of it all. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody who's going to be with me throughout the whole rip, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know what I'm saying? When I'm having a PMS moment and, you know what I mean, I'm flipping out on you because I'm just having a bad day. Excuse me. I want you to be real with me, you know what I mean, and appreciate and accept me for who I am no matter what, whether I'm a little bit tipsy, whether I'm sober, whatever the case may be. And people just don't have that. They don't value that anymore. You know what I mean? And people are lying. They run around lying, like you pretending. I'm this person on Facebook or Instagram, on Snapchat. But then in real life, you're a totally different person. Like, if you got issues in real life, you know, I'm not saying, like, tell all your business, but don't try to front and be somebody different that you're not. Like, be who you are. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And accept yourself and expect somebody to. And if you, because if you accept yourself and you say, this is me, then you're being honest about the situation. You know? That's my take on it all. I'm a little, I hope I don't sound like I'm a little inebriated because I am a little bit inebriated right now. But, you know,
Lord Jesus. She just started drinking.
I agree.
Just
gotta be
for
me.
Girl.
Yeah.
Listen,
it was a rough day.
I drink all the time. What do you think, Dre?
I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
I think it's funny. Because it's funny that we talk about both of these topics, and the main person that's the co-pilot of the show is dying not to be married or in a relationship because she's the biggest good person in my life.
You know what? You ain't shit. You are not shit for that, Dre. You are not shit. Okay.
I'm talking away.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
He ain't shit. He ain't shit.
Oh, God. This is
I'm going to acknowledge that when it's my turn. I'm acknowledging that when
it's
my turn.
Can you punch him? Can you punch him for me? Like, you closer to him than I am, because I'm an Arizona.
Girl,
so.
When I see him tomorrow, I will punch him dead in his upper lip just for you.
Please, drive for me. Please.
Drive all the way across town. Just call me.
And the
real funny part is,
right
the real funny part is, I'm drinking my Ciroc. That's the real funny part.
First of all, that ain't yours. That's mine.
I said
your Ciroc. Technically, it's been here for a month. It's almost 2 months, but technically it's mine. It's been plain.
Matter of fact, it's been mighty plain. It's too cold.
But, what was the question again? Let me go back to it.
What makes a person boyfriend or girlfriend material?
Okay. What makes the person? How can I put this? Because a lot of, you remember I already had this situation with one chick when I asked her what we doing. She was like, she wasn't for girlfriend material. But it's hard to say what makes it. Yeah, man. Oh, my God, my dude, that's a long story. I'll tell you about that later. But,
yeah, you have to tell me about that later.
It's hard to say because, like, some women, they looking for different things, and women are very picky, but men are very picky nowadays, too. They want to be picky as hell, too. But I think people need to start lowering their expectations because they expect so much when they first meet somebody. Like, they first got to be 8 feet tall with 12 pack. And a dick touching the damn ground, knowing damn well they can't count it either way it goes. Like, it's just ridiculous dating nowadays. And then some people just be like, fuck it, we go together. Just wake up the next day and be like, we go together. Like, I ain't doing that. You ain't doing that. We go together. It's like, it's crazy, man. Dating now, man, in the millennium, it's rough, boy. It's like it was back in the 90s.
He can't even say the word.
He can't even talk.
In the millennium. You remember when old boy said that in the movie? He was talking about when he couldn't say it. He was like, the millennium. In the millennium.
Okay. Can you move it along? Move it along. Nothing to see.
It's
move it along.
No, for real, because, like, you know how we used to do, well, you don't know because you were still playing with Barbie dolls. But anyway, in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You were smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? You'd walk up to a girl, you know what I'm saying? Get to know her, ask a couple questions, get to know her, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talk on the phone, and then, you know what I'm saying? Things casually take this course. But nowadays, boy, you approach chick now, boy, they like, golly, they want every dang on thing. They want to know your jail record. They want to know your damn, your mama's maiden name, her mad name, your grandpa's name. They want to know everything. Googling you and turning on.
That's because like, motherfuckers is crazy. I mean, you watch Fatal Attraction?
Yes, I do.
So,
but the thing is,
TV One.
Some people got the instinct where they can really tell when a person walks up to them if they're nuts or not.
Right, that's true.
Some people,
I give you that.
I mean, I tell them if a damn person is super duper out of her mind from the first moment I meet them, because they'll be talking real good, and then out of the left field they'll say something retarded in a matter of seconds, and I'll be like, nah. Nah, Chase, that ain't gonna work. But it's hard, man.
I can't.
Like people don't fall in love like our grandparents did. You know
what
I'm saying? Like our grandparents and our parents did. Like nowadays, well, it's hard because everybody expects so much. Everybody expects so much. Like they want you to like one chick I met, I don't even know how I met her. We were just talking in line. And then she was, she complimented me on my cologne. And then she just started talking. And then she was like, I think I can date you. You're the type of person that just I can just leave, quit my job, and you just take care of me. And I'm like, man, what? You just gonna say we gonna date and you gonna quit your job? Like, what the fuck? What is the big deal?
That's some ridiculous ass expectations.
That's gonna quit your job you want to. Like, ain't buying no lace fronts and weave and getting your damn nails. You sit at the house with curlers in your hair as far as I care. We got bills to pay.
You know what? Not curlers in your hair.
Yep. I got bills to pay. Shoot. Them bills going to come first for your maintenance.
Tell her to go get her wigs and her lace fronts from beautyofnewyork.com.
Mess around and be like,
I'm so petty.
Trying to get me to pay, ask me to pay all the time. Mess around and be like, your little Asian man choking his fat thugs in that damn picture, choking on the clothes. Your wife.
Oh, me, oh, my.
But.
Okay.
It's hard, though, man. It's hard. It really is. Too much. They expect too much. Like somebody else I know on the end is fine.
Wait a minute.
You know what? Did he just throw some shade?
He was throwing shade this whole time. But that's okay. That's okay.
Threw some shade. On live on air, he threw some
shade. I can't with you. He threw some shade the moment he opened up his mouth. So listen, I'm about to dead all that right now.
Get him, girl.
So
get him.
First of all, I tempt no one.
Lord, she must have her head to the back. She must say it first of all. She got her head.
Oh,
to the back.
Lord, here we go. Damn.
First of all, sir. I think it's no one.
Is you changing? Is you changing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm pinching
you
all the way down.
She is pinching.
Shut it down. I'm going to pinch you all the way down.
Yeah.
Because I don't have large expectations of people. I don't. Only thing I expect people to do is to be what? But these are things. Be honest. Be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to ask you to do. I'm not going to ask you to be much. Just be honest. Because we already know how my weird itself works out relationships. It ain't going to bother me none on some shit that you might do. So just be honest about it. So that's where I'm at.
Right.
And I cannot believe my friend thinks that I don't want to date and I don't want to be married one day. One day I do have the intention to be married. I just feel like right now trying to date from this pool that I'm in, it's not that many fish in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to cast your net a little bit farther out in the ocean. I feel you.
And then even when I try to do that much, when I try to do that, it is difficult for them to understand that, hey, this is the person that I am. This is, you know,
right.
Not much is going to change about it. Yes, I'm a little mouthy, okay? I talk junk. Can you take that? You know? can you shoot some jokes back and forth with me? And I'm just like you, Medusa. I need to laugh. I can't be serious in my relationship 24/7.
Exactly.
We need to laugh a little bit, joke a little bit, touch a little bit, you know, feel on my booty every now and again.
Right. Exactly.
Like, that's where I'm at with it. And most people don't, you know, I don't know what guys are looking for anymore because I get confused often. Now, you say you
they don't even know
this person. Now, I'm not going to say I'm perfect. But I think I'm a dope ass individual. I feel like I am.
I agree.
So don't ask for things that you're not ready to receive.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say. So if you want a cool, laid back, chill sister, be ready for when she ain't about to bitch about some shit that you did. And I'm not gonna bitch about certain things.
not going to do it.
Right.
What for? Okay, duly noted, sir. You're stupid on some ends. But okay, all right. I can accept some stupid stuff about you. But then when you start to, you know, when they put you in a position where you have to show your ass, they want to run for the hills. But then you run for the hills for the ghetto chick who talks loud all the time. What?
Right. Get your shit right. Get your priorities together.
Or you switch up and you get a girl who don't comb her hair versus a girl who do. Like, I just don't understand.
Oh, Lord.
And that was a dig right there for somebody. So
I feel you. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely a dig. But I just don't understand why he's so stupid. I don't get it. So I feel like for me, if my boyfriend material, he doesn't have to be 6'5" anymore. He don't have to be like that.
Right.
He has to make me laugh. He has to make me think. And, you know, he ain't got to be a complete square. You know, he can be obtuse a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
manipulate my soul a little bit, you know? That's my new word.
And when I suggest new shit to you, don't be telling me no.
Manipulate my soul a little bit.
So, yeah, I feel like, and then it's so funny is because for me, this is where Dre says that. Like, when I posted something about me being a flirt earlier this week, well, he was like, you're a flirt, point blank period. Do you not know who you are? But the thing is, the people who always want to flirt with me always have somebody. And if, dude, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere, I'm going to ruin your stay.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that if you even try to talk to me, I'm not even going to tell your girlfriend. I'm just going to send your ass back home wondering why she don't do the shit half of the shit I do. So what's the point?
Yikes.
So don't come over here playing with me. I'm not the one. No, no. And that's why a lot of them have to run and tuck their tails half of the time.
Mm-hmm. They can't handle it.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay. And I would love for some other guys to call in and tell us what their thoughts are. You can always dial the number and you can press 1 to bring it on in to talk to us and whatnot.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So I just feel like, and then you know what? This is opposite side of that. Sometimes I feel like I am not dateable.
Why?
I really feel like this. I feel like because I just been through so much that I feel like I am not dateable at this point. Like, maybe
but you can't let
so jacked up.
Mm-mm.
Maybe there's
no,
something so
I'm
jacked up
right
about
there.
Me. Hey, let me have my issues,
no.
Girl. Let me have them.
Okay, I'm gonna let you. Okay, I'm going to give it to you.
Sometimes, but I'm going to have to work through them. Believe me, I'm going to have to work through them. Because, you know, we all recognize that we all have some type of issue or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I feel like, and it could be the type of guys that are attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to live outside my box. I really do. And it could be that they have now become uninterested or whatever the case may be, or they stop trying to get to know me. Getting to know me is an everyday process. You know, you can't just feel like you asked me a question on Tuesday and, you know, Saturday it's still probably going to be the same thing, but I may have thought about it a little bit more. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe if we looked at it from this point of view. Like, I'm always a growing process. So you can't always think the Imaj that you talk to on Tuesday is going to be the same chick you talk to on Friday and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, you know, people. But, yeah. So we do have some
people commenting. Dre, people think you're stupid.
What?
People think you're stupid. I did ask a question on the Facebook page. What are some of your standards when it comes to relationships? Janine said that, wait a minute, I got to find Janine's thing. Wait a minute. I'm all over the place again. Where did it go? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's too many people liking and commenting stuff, so they're making my stuff move down on my Facebook. So I apologize for this delay. Like, wait a minute. I'm doing too much. Janine says, don't cheat. Always be honest and love me for me. Yep, Janine, I agree. I agree. Know that the me you get is going to be a different, it's an acquired taste. Let's just say that. Not everybody can deal with the mouthiness. Yeah, I mean, it's an acquired taste. Not everybody's going to like the mouthiness. Some people can't handle it. Some people are absolutely so sensitive and stuck in their feelings.
Yep.
About everything.
And I'm
quick to tell you, if you don't get out your feelings and give them things a break, and I'm liable to say something that might hurt your feelings, and you might be in the car crying after you leave here. I don't know. You know, definitely only the strong can survive the situation.
That's true.
Somebody asked a question, and so I'm going to jump in their inbox and see what they're doing. But yeah, that's where I'm at in life. So let me ask y'all this. So after you feel like, do you all feel like that marriage is now, is marriage even the ultimate goal at this point in relationships? Like, are we dating actually for a purpose? Or are we just looking to just smash and grab and kick it for a little bit and then mind our business?
You know what? I honestly think that nowadays people don't value the sanctity of marriage, so they could care less about being married because people don't respect marriage. If you think about it, it's easy. You get married, you can get married at the drop of a dime. Like Dre was saying, if people don't have those relationship values and those goals that they used to have back in the days when our parents, our grandparents, or whatever the case may be, they don't have that because people marrying people for the wrong damn reasons. Like, oh, she got a fat ass, or he hung down to his kneecaps, you know what I'm saying? Or he got a little bit of change. Like, that shit don't matter at the end of the day. Like, you want somebody that's going to have your back, like, those vows, till death do us part, for better or for worse. People don't value that shit anymore, you know what I'm saying? Understanding that you're going to go through in life, you're going to go through stuff. Like, you're going to look up one day and things may be perfect, and then in the drop of a dime, something can happen and things can change for you, you know. But it's so easy for people to get married, like, but it's hard as hell to get divorced. I think it should be the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Give us some requirements for getting married. Like, you know what I'm saying? You need to know this person. Like, you can't meet somebody in a day and say, oh, my God, that's my soulmate, I'm going to marry them. Figure out what it is about this person. Like, it's more than if, you know what I'm saying, she can, you know what I'm saying, she can throw it back real good, or, you know what I'm saying, or if his dick game is so vicious that he makes you feel like you're going to speak in tongues. Like, this is bigger than that, because when the shit hits the fan and real life happens, and life, things that happen every single day, like people get sick, people lose their jobs, all kind of real life stuff happens. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody that's going to run out on me. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that's going to have my back. If that means that something happens to me and I get sick and they got to wash me up or change, you know, my dirty drawers or whatever the case may be, feed me, what, I want somebody to have that type of forever love. And we don't have that anymore because we don't value marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's a joke. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can go to Vegas and get married because I feel like I love this person because they made my head spin a couple of times. Or they made me feel some kind of way. Or they make my legs shake. Or they make me feel like I can't move. I can't function no more. Like, I get up and my legs feel like spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? I'm all motivation. I can't feel my legs after this nigga, so I'm going to marry him. No, bitch, you don't marry him because of that. You marry him because he sees you for who you are. He accepts you for who you are. If you gain 10 pounds or 15 or 20 pounds, you know what I'm saying, he understands that. If you take that motherfucking Spanx off and let him see them rolls underneath that ass. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just joking. It is his business.
I want him to see me in all my full glory. If that means I got 3 rolls or 5. He needs to see that, and he needs to love me for every piece of me that there is. I don't want nobody to go marry me for my waist trainer. I mean, honest, let's be real.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay, my man. Okay.
I'm the first one to tell somebody, like, I support Spanx every day, all day, 2 or 3 of them. All at one time. But keep in mind that this while it's in a dress, it don't jiggle, but while it's out, it does. So guess what?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You might have to watch out because it might be a tidal wave, baby. You better hold on real tight because it's about to get rocky up in here.
Jesus.
Tidal wave. Yes, go. I'm just saying. Embrace these curves, baby. Hold on to them because it's going to take you to the other side of the mountain.
Not the other side.
Is Jesus on the other side? Cause the other side of the mountain, baby, these curves.
Mm.
Yes.
No, I'm going up.
You going
not
up
the rough
and over.
Side.
Cause that's, no, you going up the right side, baby, but you're going to get it. You feel me? Because I'm going to throw that back on
Jesus.
You.
Oh my Lord Jesus, what have
y'all
we gone? I think
your wheels just fell off the bed. Okay, I went a little bit on the deep side. I'm gonna stop talking right now because I'm a little bit inebriated. So I'm gonna stop right now while I'm here.
Oh my God,
it's been a long time since we've been hanging together.
She came back with a vengeance. It's her first day back. You don't even know how to act.
I
can't even put her stuff back up on the cubicle right.
I can't right now. I can't do it. I ain't even gonna try. Oh, my mama ain't listening tonight.
She said he gonna go up the front and down in the back.
Mm. On the rough side of the mountain, baby. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm.
Yes.
And sound effects. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Throw it back. Game is business, baby.
Jesus,
you better watch out now.
I'm not doing it.
Okay,
I'm done.
Dre, you answered the question now. I'm done. I'm not saying nothing else. I'm done.
Why are you always sitting on me?
The tailor ain't here to take it. So I got to come on you because Imaj goes after that. So you go.
To me, my whole thing about marriage is I want to do it, but I'm scared too. Because people nowadays, man, they get married, like she said, they get married for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, now people get married, like especially these new couples, man, they get married, they stay together for like a year or two.
2 days.
Then they, next thing you know, they divorce. They arguing like crazy. Because it's like, I mean, like, I got one, like, for instance, all right. One of my homeboys, he got married, but he got married for all the wrong reasons. And everybody got mad at me because I refused to go to the wedding. And they was like, why are you not going to the wedding? And I told him, I was like, for one, he's playing. For two, she's crazy. For three,
they ain't gonna make it a good year. They not gonna make it a good year.
And everybody thought I was playing. Come to find out, they didn't make it a year. They didn't make it a year. And they let's see, I think they made it like 6 months maybe.
Damn.
And the crazy part is it gets better. Check this out. The night.
Well, hurry up and get there.
The night of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Took her to his sister's house, dropped her off with no change of clothes. She in a wedding dress. He goes to the ball. So he says.
Nah, he went to the other girl.
Left her at his sister's house. So he comes back the next day to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next day.
She's steaming she's steaming. She's mad. He comes back the next day to pick her up, and this dude said, and I quote, oh, I forgot.
You forgot what?
He forgot on the wedding night? The wedding night. I'm not making this up. His cousin is my dog. His cousin is my homeboy.
Mm.
He's a witness. And these are real facts, I'm telling you. Leffa. And that's what I'm saying. I tried to tell them that he's getting married for all the wrong reasons. He got married because he didn't have nowhere to go. He needs a roof over his head. And so he started staying with her, and she kept twisting his damn arm about getting married. And he did it just so she shut the hell up. And I'm not going to front. I'm petrified. I want to get married. People think I don't, but I do. But I don't want to. I'm scared that the fact that if I get married and then you change on me out of the blue, that's my biggest fear, that you're going to change, that you're going to just flip the script and change on me. I don't want that. If you wild and freaky and cut cartwheels when we first meet and then we get married, don't stop.
Right.
That's the main thing.
We do have a caller. Caller, I am getting ready to open up your phone line, so be prepared. Area code 336. You're on the air with the code. Hi, welcome to the code. You're on the air.
Oh, Lord. How y'all?
Hey.
What's going on, Dre?
How you doing?
Money making rich on the phone.
This is the mailman.
What up, though?
Ah.
I can't call him.
Why do you sound like you're
interesting conversation?
How dark and handsome? What?
I remember him somewhere.
Okay. Sean, are you calling to comment on I Love the Show this evening?
I think marriage is overrated. Overrated.
Oh,
and I ain't even been married, but I know it's overrated. It's
why?
Just it's like y'all was saying, it don't last too long. My brother, it's been several people that has been married. I done been in like four weddings, and then like all of them ain't together today.
Damn.
That shit happens, man. And that's why I'm for real.
Wait a minute. One, two, three. Three out of the four.
You was a groomsman?
Oh. I was the best man in two of them and groomsman in other two. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, I was the best man at my homeboy's joint. And they wasn't together a good, maybe a good 6-8 months, something like that. So she was doing that.
But did they marry for the wrong reason?
She had a whole secret life.
Oh, shit.
I don't think so. A couple of them was, they've been together for some years and whatnot. It's just, I guess people just grow old with each other, I guess.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. If I've been with somebody for some years and then we up and decided to get married, I probably wouldn't do it.
I think when it's a situation like that, people, mistake, marriage for familiarity. You know what I'm saying? Just because something is familiar to you and it seems to work at that particular point in time, that doesn't mean that that's good for you. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you have to check people out. You have to make sure that when the stuff that happens, like I said, when life happens and those things happen, that they're going to have your back. Because everybody is not equipped to handle that. The things that happen in life, you know what I mean? You look up one day, we all know people that are okay and in good health, and then all of a sudden they go to the doctor and something's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It takes a special kind of person and a special kind of love to change when somebody's in a position where they can't feed themselves, they can't clothe themselves, they can't bathe themselves, they can't clean their own ass.
It happened to me. It was your fault last. It happened to me. And I appreciate the things that she did for me. Because it takes a hell of a person to come wipe my ass, and I was embarrassed.
It does. And the thing is that we so caught up on the extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like I said, her throwback game is awesome. She may be able to throw that ass back pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel like you blasting off into space. But if you have an issue where you should have to clean your ass, huh? Listen, let me just say this. I'm going off the subject for a minute, Imaj, excuse me. But you have to be able to perfect your craft. You got to be able to take it as well as you give it. So you give it and throw that shit back like you didn't lost your mind. Because ain't nothing worse than a bitch that don't know how to use all that ass you got. That's bad. You better learn how to work with what you got. Because you didn't have that for no reason. If you got that apple, you better throw that motherfucker back like he better make go feel like he blasting off into Mars. You feel me?
I can't with this conversation.
I'm just saying. But
she blasting off in the face. She got apple ashes over there. We're going to Arizona. We got to see what's going on over there with the cactus.
You know?
Because I got a funny feeling that the desert is popping over there.
Dre, I hate you. I hate you so much, Dre.
I definitely get it. I mean, you got to be good at some stuff, but that can't be the only thing you're good at, you know?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I can guarantee. I guarantee you, I can pinpoint plenty on my Facebook page because, oh, she sold you the dream, but Negro, you bought the nightmare because you asked her who she was. She is this, that, and the third. Oh, yeah, I'm going over her house. She doing all this and everything's so awesome. Get home, get married. She's the laziest helper you ever met in your life. Her mama paid to have a house cleaned up for. And the bitch don't suck dick. How you didn't know that?
Exactly. Niggas need to start checking resumes. Check resumes. Check motherfucking resumes.
Cause they can say you're a pipe dream in a minute. Be like, yeah, I did this, I did that.
No,
you need
a test.
Y'all start dating, you come in the room with a chili outfit on, pom-poms, ready, cut, cut.
No.
You know, some you say,
that's
I can come in there with that damn bonnet on the damn head. Come in with that ragged-ass bonnet on the head. Talking about,
no.
First and foremost, if I just got my hair done, you best goddamn right I'm putting a bonnet on my hair unless we go and make a shot in the morning.
In my case, you just put on the wig that you put the wig on for to do what you do. You put, like, I put my wig on
in Arizona.
God damn. I put the wig on in Arizona. You have to sell the fucking illusion. Sell the illusion. You know what I'm saying? You got to make this nigga feel like he fucking some bitch from the outer space country. You know what I'm saying? You got to make him feel
out
like
that
country.
What is that?
I'm telling you, I'm making up shit. I don't even know where it is, but I'm saying out of space country.
We going to Arizona. Just like a little boy said in the party.
We going to Arizona. Well, let me just say, my roots is from Indiana, but I'm in Arizona right now. You know what I'm saying?
Jamie, you gotta sing it. Hmm? What we doing, Jamie?
We're
going to Indiana, Jamie.
No, you can't go to You can't go to Indiana. Well, I'm just saying, I'm from Indiana, but I live in Arizona now. We're going to
swing through Indiana. Then we're going to come down to
a mindset. Like, no, let me explain this to you real quick. Let me speak. Again.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this is a mindset.
Okay.
This is a mindset. Like, you have to embrace the whole aspect of it all. Like, it's like that whole thing, you got to do what you did in the beginning to get them, to keep them, that whole thing. Like, you have to learn how to reinvent yourself every single time. Because the thing is you want to create this illusion. Like, don't nobody want to be bored, because I don't want to be bored. You understand what I'm saying? So in my mindset, it's like, okay, well, every time there's an encounter, I need to make this a little bit different. I need to bring my A game, no matter what's going on.
Well,
I don't want to.
I mean, it can be different. It can be different.
Girl, and if that means, for me, for my particular style of how I get down with this whole get down, right? Like, I might be a little librarian with the little glasses and the little bob, and you know what I'm saying. But then the next day, I might be somebody totally different. You got to keep that shit interesting.
It ain't that many scenarios in the world, though.
Okay.
Well,
you get with the right one, and your whole atmosphere will change.
I can only speak for myself. Mm-hmm. It may not be completely different every time, but I'm going to show you some new shit every time because I can't open up the whole box on the first night.
Right. You can't.
I'm going to give you so much that's going to keep you interested. You're going to want
Absolutely.
To come back.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. Mm. Whatever that's for each person, that's different. You know what I'm saying? For each person, it's different. Whether it be reinventing yourself every single time, or, you know what I'm saying, just adding a little bit to the mix here and there. You know what I'm saying?
And then I can also I can introduce you to a world that you've never known. So guess what?
Shit down. Watch out now. Go ahead, girl. Tell us about it.
I'm not gonna tell you about it. I'm not gonna show you.
Imaj, you know what? We're going to have this conversation later. We're going to talk after the show because I need support.
Okay.
I'm going to
say it. We're talked about,
you know what?
We talked about whatever strange situations I've been in. Hey, guess what? I can introduce you to some shit that will blow your mind, and then you ain't going to leave. That's why I can't give everybody everything.
Shit, that's right.
That's how you create salsa and crap.
Exactly.
You
know,
why
and
you
that comes
off
there.
Say what?
They do got salsa, don't you? They be inboxing and all that stuff. They be stalking her. They be on that inbox like, ooh.
I know one thing. I'm going to Arizona. Michael Jackson.
Dre, you ain't
I'm going to Arizona.
Dre, you ain't shit right now. You know that? You ain't shit.
Oh, Lord, not Kansas. Come on to the desert. Come on to the desert. Ain't nobody coming out there to mess with you,
and
yeah.
Kansas, come on to the desert. Yes.
Dear Lord. Oh, man. No, I will not support that trip. You will go out there by yourself. No.
You bring your ass
out
here, Imaj. You coming right to Google. We're going to set it off up in here, Arizona.
Yeah, we're going
right
out there broadcasting live.
It's
live.
But
I think.
I'm telling y'all. I'm just saying. I want people to realize that not every woman is the same. And for some women, what they say is what they say. And that's exactly what they're going to give you. While some of these chicks out there, they are shooting y'all some pipe dreams and y'all falling for it. But it's the chicks who will actually do the shit that y'all falling for out here single.
Exactly.
Because
you right.
Y'all are not willing to take the chance on that particular female.
She don't fit the mold. And if you take a chance and you ride this motherfucking ride, you gonna see why you wanna keep coming back for more. So that's bullshit on the highest degree of level of bullshit. You feel me?
Oh my, I'm just saying.
He said you got to
you
got to mold. No, ain't nobody gonna
you
mold
know what?
Me.
Actually,
I'm
wait a minute. I'm gonna kind of say nay to what you're saying, Medifa, because sometimes you may have to show somebody exactly what you like. You might have to show them. Now, if you're willing to teach this person certain things, then it might be a moldable situation. You know, let's say you are being your normal self or whatever, and you get involved with someone who is in the public eye a lot more than you
are.
Well,
right.
Somewhere in there, you're going to have to kind of change yourself and mold yourself into the person that's also going to be in the public eye beside him, right? So there are moldable situations, but not every situation is moldable.
I agree. Okay, you're right.
I
apologize.
I appreciate that.
I apologize for going off on the deep end because she's absolutely right. Like,
she jumped.
I did jump because I was feeling some kind of way. Let me be who I am. But yeah, that is true. Like if you gotta tone it down, you just tone it down. If you liven it up, you just liven it up. That's true. You're absolutely right. I agree. So I apologize for jumping the gun. And, popping off at the mouth, because sometimes I can do that. But I'm a little inebriated, so I will blame it on the alcohol, okay?
Somebody go and take a bottle right now.
I'm done.
You done
drink
the whole drink? What?
Jesus Christ. Girl, it's these little bottles, like these little bitty bottles. They make you feel some kind
of
way.
If you don't stop it. If you don't stop.
I'm done right now.
With it.
I'm
I'm done. I'm done right now. I'm gonna behave.
Okay.
And I'm act like I got a home training, and I promise next week I won't be like this no more. But it was a long day.
Bye.
You know what?
You know, sometimes I have your, you know, I'll have your back, but I'm also like that little
you
devil advocate sometimes. You ain't gonna you ain't gonna jump in on some stuff, and you know there's some multiple situations out there in life. No. I feel like this because for me, you know, I've been in that situation where
right.
I had to alter some things about myself. You know, I may not have
right.
had that, you know, that blonde ass hair. I had to tone down my
right.
hair a little bit. You know, I may
right.
have, you know, instead of me
yeah.
being curly, I got to straighten my hair. It's not things that
yeah.
are so big that you have to change, but you can
that
tone
you
things
fit.
Down.
Right.
You know,
right.
I may not speak with my southern accent as much if I'm in certain situations.
You know what? You can't. You got to keep laughing at that because you already know. You already know where
like
I'm going with this whole thing.
It's gonna slip in my. It's gonna slip out. I mean, it's gonna slip out. But that's only when it may be when I get around somebody who's just as southern as me. And it's so
right.
funny because, you know, within the business that I'm in, sometimes it slips out and people say, "Well, where are you from?" And I'll tell them where I'm from, and they're like, "Oh, I heard it." I was like, dang it, you know. But they was like, but you couldn't tell
right.
at first until you said certain words. So I get
right.
those things. But, you know, and same thing for men. You know, they can be molded into certain things. Hey, why are
that's
you having those baggy jeans all the time? Hey, let's put on this. And say, let's put on this. I want to see what you look like. You know? And,
yes, exactly.
You know,
you're
even
right,
though I
right.
love how you look in your work clothes, baby, I just want to see you today. You know?
Okay, today.
And
I can't deal with
you. I just
want to
put my ass on you just for a little while you in there.
Right.
And that's how you. So, you know,
okay, you know where you brought to me in time. You're going time out right now because you said you want to put your ass
why?
On me.
Why? Why do I got to go to time out? I didn't do nothing.
Because you said you
but
want
to. But I will put my
I know you will, but I don't know nothing else. I know you will put your ass on somebody if you need to.
But anyway, that's not even what we're talking about tonight.
You just tell me. Okay, so now I know if I need to put my ass on somebody, I'm going to call Iman. I'm going to text you and be like, hey, I need you to give me the permission to put my ass
on. Go ahead, put your ass on. Go ahead. That's all right.
You just have to tell me, throw it back right. Throw it back real right. Real.
Yep.
I know, right?
Exactly.
That's Madiba. After y'all started this, like, I was being nice. I was being calm.
What?
Oh, I wasn't.
How
you're
the
right.
hell were you being nice? What the fuck?
Dre, don't start. Don't start.
So,
behave yourself.
So,
well, y'all on the road to North.
This has been one hell of a show tonight.
And we still have a good 30 minutes left.
Somebody got a little, got the giggles over there.
Who got the giggles?
She knows who she is.
Right.
The owner, the boss.
Why would I have to giggle?
The boss lady.
Why
you know
would
what?
I have to giggle?
I love her because she's real. She's just all around, all American real. Like, she just keeps it real. Like, you can't take that away from her. She's the shit. Like, that's my girl. She's the shit.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Drake, call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow because you won't call me at 11 o'clock like you did last week. Call me at 11 o'clock.
Hey, that's because Jamie didn't pick up the phone, man.
What was
call
I,
me
I
at 11 o'clock like
doing?
You did tomorrow.
What was I doing?
Like,
I couldn't answer the phone.
I don't know
what you was doing,
phone.
But he
called
me.
Called
he
back,
said.
Like,
I have called somebody.
Like
this
two, no, three
this is what
you
said.
Hey, I'm talking at the same time. I can't understand.
Okay, go. Okay, Dre. This is what Dre said, Medisa, I answered the phone. I was like, damn, is Dre calling me? I answered the phone. I was like, what's up? He was like, I had to call somebody because she wasn't answering the phone, but I had to tell somebody. So he told me this long ass story. Now, mind you, the shit was hilarious. I was hollering. Like, I feel like I was going to hell for laughing at the people about the story that he was telling me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was like, I had a call.
You're going to hell.
Tell him. I know what you was laughing at. You're going to hell. Straight up with gasoline.
I'm
draws
not going to hell.
I got to place it along the road not to send me to hell. Because I was laughing. Like, he had me hollering. He was telling me the whole
okay,
fucking story.
Okay, damn it. I'm going to tell it.
Okay, tell it.
Mo, you sit on the phone.
Yeah,
Sean, you still on the phone?
Yeah, man.
Okay, check this out, Sean. I don't know if you heard it last week, right? We was on last week. So my man Dan,
he
do the skits with us and shit, right? The comedy skits with us. So he called in.
Okay.
The question was, have you ever been in an awkward situation? So he called in last week and was like, he was like, yo, he said, man, I'm in an awkward situation right now. So we thinking that it's like, you know what I'm saying, like a sex story or whatever. So we was like, spill it. This dude said, and I quote, he said, man, I'm DJing a party right now. And it's an all-black death party. I was like, yeah, they pressed to death. He said, no, man, they ain't pressed to death. He said, they are deaf. Like, they in here doing sign language. And so I was like, oh, shit. So I just started laughing. All right. So that was the part of the story he told. Then he sent me the video. So the next day I was looking at the video and I was still laughing. So this dude calls me this Saturday at 11:30 in the morning or whatever. So he called me and told me the story. He said this dude came in and had on red. And he had a red bandana. So they took his bandana off. And the dude come to find out, he was a blood, but he was in there throwing up gang signs, and my boy was like, I didn't know if he was throwing up gang signs or he was doing sign language. He said, I was all off.
Sean, don't laugh at him. Sean, don't laugh at him.
I was laughing so hard, Mo. The shit was so funny. So I was like, oh, shit, I got to tell somebody.
because there's nobody else in the show. I'm calling Jay so she can answer the damn phone, but she didn't answer the phone. She called me back in like 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I called like 30 people in my damn phone trying to tell somebody, and the only person on the phone was Steve.
Hey, how he was DJing a party with deaf people, though?
I know, right? Have you ever went to the barbershop? The barbershop on Cone, down there by Walmart?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's a dude in there that works in there. He's tall, light-skinned cat. He cuts hair, and he's deaf. He was the one throwing the party. And so my boy Daniel, he didn't know that it was deaf people. He just took the gig because he was like, shit, I'm out here hustling. I'm trying to get this money. So he didn't know until he got there. And he said that thing, he said they could feel the vibration. So they were dancing all off key. And they just, and then they was looking at him in the camera. And they was like, turn the music up. And he was like, what? And then he called in on the bathroom
the board. Y'all turn up and laughing. Y'all going to hell.
No,
y'all going to hell.
That was the first time. Man, hey, that story
right
there, me and my homeboy Dan, all of us in the hip-hop group on here, we were talking about it. And that shit was fucking crazy. We was like, we have not ever heard of nothing like that before.
Yeah,
and everybody in the video was doing silent.
Oh, hell fucking
no. And it looked like they was like they was arguing. Then Daniel said the girl came out the club and got into it with another dude, and they was arguing. They was sign language fast as hell. They was arguing, cussing each other out. He literally told me this shit, and this shit, it was so fucking funny. And I was like, I gotta call somebody. So I'm trying to call my sidekick, and she didn't answer the damn phone. So that's how I wound up calling Lisa and making her laugh all damn day.
Oh my God, he called me that shit, and I couldn't do anything but laugh. Like, I felt like I was gonna go to hell for laughing at the people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny.
I literally was about to feel like I'm going to hell, like I'm going to die, I'm going straight to hell in a hand basket with motherfucking gasoline draws and hand bells on. That was last episode was that. Well, I'm trying to tell you, it was like one of the best shows we had done in a minute.
I tried not to laugh. I tried real, real, real hard, but it was very, 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 very difficult.
I'm still not going to laugh at that. It's a whole week later, and I'm still not laughing at that.
Oh, you laughing. You giggling like
you
hell.
You laughing, but you
giggling
ain't
like hell in your head. You just trying not to do it, or trying not to do it so you can make it to the pearly gate.
I told y'all, if I'm going to hell for something, I'm going to hell for some stuff that I actually did.
Oh, you
going to hell for something you might want to try to do.
Okay, Tom, it's fake news. Fake news.
You don't have any pictures, so it didn't happen.
Fake news.
That's what you don't. If you don't, if you can't tell me that you actually saw me do it, or you got pictures of me doing it, you can't say I did it.
But Jesus saw you.
And then after I did it, I said, Lord, forgive me, and he's going to forgive me. As long as I don't do it a second time.
It's fake news. Right. It's fake news. Don't even worry about it. It's fake news.
I'll turn it in fact.
If you don't have your facts together, so you can't say that.
Fake news.
Well, you can. Y'all
can. I enjoy it. I need at least 6 hours and 23 minutes of sleep, though.
Oh, okay.
Why you gotta have the best?
Hey, are you working in the area of my nail shop tomorrow?
I am. Yeah, I am. Hmm. But I ain't gonna. Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get to say hey.
Here we go.
Oh.
You ain't right.
Don't mind him. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your night, and thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, Sean.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Bye. We also have another. We have another caller on the line who is going to come on in because I see her raising her hand. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. How are y'all?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I finally got to catch the show.
I know you always be all over the place on a Friday night.
I know. I need to be able to sit down somewhere. I know.
Wrong.
Is that bad?
Hey, everybody.
It's Operation Moore from the Wine Dance.
Yes, that's Baddie girl. That's Baddie right there. Hey,
oh, no. This is really about to be serious.
I love her. I love me some her. Hey, boo.
She is so funny. She, you kind of, you have to mind her because she, you know, she's a little drunk right now.
Oh,
I
she had wine.
I did.
But honey, she didn't have liquor.
She had liquor. Oh, it's different.
That's a little different.
That's turn up drunk. I got you.
Yes. That's Bay right there. Yeah, that's the mic.
Oh, my Lord. A hot mess.
I love that girl.
I was just listening to y'all talking about the people at the party.
Don't get them talking about the people at the party.
At first I wasn't going to say anything when you opened my mic so they would think the people called in. Mm.
you stupid for that.
I love her.
How are you doing for that? I was just gonna sit here so Dre would be scared like they coming after him or something.
No, I was not. No, because I see the thing is, I want to post the video so bad, but I'm friends with a lot. Like I'm friends with like two deaf people, but the rest of them they don't never be on Facebook like that.
He better not post it.
And trust me, I've been wanting to post that video all week. That's since he gave it to me.
That's the first mistake. He should have never gave you a copy.
Okay. Exactly.
Listen.
You're going to try to post it 2 o'clock in the morning and then take it down. No, they should have never gave you a copy.
No, because if I post this thing up there, trust me, that shit, for one, it is comedy gold. Like, you can't make shit like that. Like, we be telling you, like, when we see the dumbest shit or the crazy shit here in Greensboro, you can't make that up. It's like, the shit just literally, it makes it so bad because, I do my comedy or whatever, and I'm getting ready to start back getting on the stage. But the funny shit lands in my hand like, voila. And then this dude, after the show, he's going to catch me talking about am I coming through, trying to be funny, laughing. So I was like, hell no, because I ain't got the battery on my phone. Man, I'm recording everything.
No, but he called me telling me the voice and everything. He said it. He told me the situation. he said it in the voice and everything. And I about died. I was like, this is not what I was deciding to do for my Saturday afternoon, early morning. He told me the whole story, and he told the voice and everything. And he said it in the voice, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm about to be struck down by lightning right now because I'm laughing.
Fooling with Dre.
you'll be right there with me cussing.
Ray, why are you burning down? It's too hot. It's too hot.
He said he's going to be right there with him cussing.
I was in my white. I was cute, too. I'm cute.
Why would you not got to sit down here and be with this hotness? Too cute to burn.
Burn.
I'm not gonna
you know, Imaj is queen of the side conversation. She'll be like, come here, Lucifer, let me talk to you right quick.
We're going down there on a buddy pass.
She's gonna pull him over to the side and she's gonna make her own little deal.
We're going on a buddy pass. She's going right on with me.
No.
She's going to leave the way out of
black. Come here, Lucy. Help me for a second.
We're talking for a second.
How you been? It's a little hot. Some ice water in my. I snuck in some ice water.
Okay. She's going to give him some fashion tips, tell him how to wear his suit, and she's going to be out of it. She's going to peace out.
I'm getting up out of here.
Lucifer, you just change your case. This color of red, and you need to put on his heels. Tattoos up in this bitch in hell.
Yep, y'all exactly right. Promise
and
you.
She gonna leave you at them Rod Earn fence posts.
Get my tag. I'm going back to heaven.
And she gonna tell you, I'll send you some water. I don't know if you're gonna be able to get it before it gets hot, but I'm gonna send it on down there to you.
You
better hurry up and drink it before it starts boiling. Okay.
It's good. And if they do, I'm going to have you a box of cocoa going along with it.
Oh, there you go. Is it either water or hot chocolate? Which one you want?
Which one you want?
She ain't going to even have no remorse. She ain't going to care. She gonna call your boxes I don't care packages.
I'm on my tears. Okay, y'all stupid.
I was trying to leave me.
You better if you coming, you better come on.
If you don't want to get left, you better come on.
Right now, immediately.
We got 2.5 seconds to get beyond these gates. If you can't run and get outside these gates with me, you don't get left behind.
Terrible.
Don't get left behind. Better come on. I'm gonna tell you like my best friend from high school. She tells her husband, if you don't get your butt in this car, you're gonna get left. So either you gonna be in this car or you gonna be sitting at this house by yourself. Better come on.
At the crossroads, honey. Meet me at the crossroads.
Honey, I'm gonna be doing 75 straight out of there. Nope.
Okay.
I ain't even got to collect $200 to get past go. I'm out of here.
But you know, it's all his fate, because he gonna be like, yeah, y'all tell me if y'all hear Iman coming, and he gonna be talking to a room full of deaf people.
Yep.
That's terrible, man. I can't deal with y'all today.
Yep. And he don't even speak sign language, so he can't even talk to him like he wants to.
Hey, I remember some sign language. I just can't remember all of it.
Don't ask him
didn't even know who was throwing up gang signs versus sign language. You didn't
right.
know which.
He didn't have a
clue. No, see, I, hey, that was damn. That was Daniel saying he didn't know if they were throwing up sign language or doing the gang signs. I started laughing. That was him saying that I was in the flood. That's why I called. But the other guy's like, I gotta tell somebody because ain't nobody gonna believe this shit.
You gonna shiv on
so
him.
Serious. He was so serious. Like, he was real, real serious. He had to tell me the whole story. I hollered. I tried to open this because I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to burn. But when he started telling me that shit, when that dude said he was a Crip or Blood or whatever he was, I thought I was like,
yeah, but she laughed. She laughed like for about 30 minutes. And then she was like,
what a little damn phone.
She told me to get off the phone.
I said, Dre, I'm hanging up because I can't do it right now. I can't do this. Like, you about to tell Goofy,
she gonna call. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "I've been trying to call you all day." And she's like, "What?" I said, "I gotta finish tell you the story about that." She said, "I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it." She was sounding. She started sounding like the damn JJ Fast song. I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like,
Cindy, tell you the story.
She told me she wants to tell the story, but you ain't gonna listen. I'm gonna tell you the story, but you ain't gonna listen. Like, what kind of superpowers you got when you just tune out my whole damn conversation? Like, you just ride around, making your way downtown, on the phone, talking to me, but you ain't talking to me. Like, what the hell? Really?
That was some of that reverse psychology. That's what you did to them, deaf people. Somebody had it.
Because I'm sure if he a DJ, he was saying some shit in the microphone, but they didn't hear it.
No, no, no. He said he didn't say nothing. He said he was just there. He said he was just there. He said they were coming.
He started off saying, throw your hands in the air, and then nobody knew shit. So he realized the mic wasn't working or something else was wrong.
He said he didn't because he said when he got there and started setting up the equipment, that's when they told him. So he was like, well, damn, he didn't even hook the mic up. And he was like, he was just there. And he said they were coming up to him. Said one of the girls said, do you got Rihanna? Do you got Rihanna? And he was like,
no,
what?
Don't start that shit, Dre. Don't start that shit.
I'm not making you up. No, that's true. I'm telling you what
Dre,
you
are so
said,
going
yo.
To hell. You didn't even
I'm
have to do the voice. Like, why did you have to do the voice today?
He said that's how they were saying it. And I was just laughing. I was like, oh, my
God. You know what?
God,
I like, want to help like this. You can't make shit up like this. I'm about to hang up because I can't go to hell with you. Because I can't do this. I did this thing.
But y'all want me to go to hell with him.
You want me to say no? No, he said, I'm going to be waiting at the pearly gate with you. I'm going to look, hey, come on, sis, don't go down there. Don't talk. Don't look him in his eyes. Don't talk. Silently protest so he can remember why he's going to hell. But I'm not going.
I don't want to go to hell with him.
He said, voice. He said, and then when the girl came up and said something about some song, he said the whole voice there, and I was bad. Like, I couldn't take it. Like, I can't do this. Like, I don't want to die. I don't want to burn.
I don't want to burn.
I want to burn for my own shit. I don't want to burn for nobody else's shit.
Let it burn.
No. I shout not. No.
Now everybody sits Mary Frances on the shelf. Really? All the
no, I'm definitely not Sister Mary Frances. But
so
I'm not
the way it goes.
No,
I'm kind of her cousin.
You're
you
most definitely going to be the badass.
I'm Sister Mary Martin.
Oh, is that me? No, I'm saying I am.
I'm not going. I'm not going.
They
have to drag me in by my bun, honey, before I go.
I'm just
don't worry about
trying
it.
To figure out what
right
kind of friend right is Dre who won't let you have your salvation. What kind of friend is he? I mean, you over here trying to repent. You going to confessional. He over here going, wait, the deaf midget is outside. Don't do it. That's not a friend.
No, y'all trying to dangle. Y'all trying to
dangle. First of all, did you call them deaf midgets?
Y'all trying to
wear
them
deaf midgets. In my mind, they have to be midgets too. I don't know. It's a visual. They had to be midgets too. It just won't work unless they midgets too. I can't even see it without that.
I can deal with you, ain't it?
I kept trying to picture regular sized people that can't hear, and it wasn't working. My visual was like little people that can't hear dancing. I'm sorry. It's Friday.
That misery company.
Now you didn't turn them into little people. That's crazy.
I did.
That's the business.
I'm the one.
I'm sorry.
But I'm the one that's going to
okay,
well, burn.
I'm 5 foot, so I qualify for the deal.
Okay. Y'all stupid. Oh my God.
That's how it came. When he started talking about this whole party, that's what I saw. And I was like, they just a little deaf. That's all. They're a little deaf. I'm sorry, that was bad. Okay. I'm sorry, that was bad.
That's another person
going to
be. I can't take it. I'm not going to let these tears in my eyes be the reason. No.
It's too late. You already is.
But see, people on my Facebook page, they think that I be making shit up. And I think, like, I'm just, like, sitting out here just making up shit for laughs. Nah, this shit be real.
Your baby, right. But your baby mama is an emoji.
Oh yeah. I got some more storylines for her. Your baby is a
car human.
Basically.
It's ridiculous. It's right there.
This is ridiculous. And I had to learn to fight with this bitch on social media. Like, she would come for me on the comments. I can't
do it. Oh, honey, she done called me out. But she done called me out my name so many times. I was like, girl, you know what? I will fight you.
What's her name? What's her name?
Takisha.
She said, Mimi. I was like, to the bitch last time. Meet me outside. How about that?
It's ridiculous. It's like, I watch that and I'm like, this guy is really doing too much. I don't know what drug you're smoking, but when it starts putting you
into
in other dimensions and you can actually touch cartoons, it's a problem.
Right. And then you want to be mad because she comes. Snapping back at your ass, so you want to go, and I'm like, this bitch is an emoji. Like, why am I arguing on social media with emoji? I can't do that.
With a cartoon lady.
That's cartoon. Like, I can
live. But the funny part, the real funny part is, Shamor, she got 56 friend requests. I just hadn't accepted them.
Oh,
you know what?
Boy.
It was you and her.
Your followers are just as crazy as you.
And he's out here by himself.
It's like it's a bunch of dudes. Like, one dude had inboxed him, like, what you really look like? What's your real picture? And I was laughing like hell. And I showed it to my boy,
Lord.
Ernest. And Ernest was like, he really think you a real person? I was like, I guess so. I said, because on the Facebook page I got for her, she don't talk. She just got the
You
page,
about to
it.
Be on TV
What's his name? Mav, Mave? You got to be on Catfish.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be the next show on Friday, Catfish with Dre and Takisha.
You just gave good ideas.
Takisha.
Oh,
and the baby. Takisha, the emoji, and the emoji baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know her good friends call her Takis for short because they get them.
Now that helper thinks she got a doggone chip named after her.
Yeah. These girls are hot chips. Yeah, I can hear it.
I got habanero and I got limon. Which one you want? I'm in the Mexican store. Which one you want?
I can't.
Y'all got no sense.
Okay. Well, we have definitely reached recording time. Y'all are hot mess. Completely.
I'm about to go to Facebook and read these comments. I know they probably funny.
Ain't nobody talking to you. Don't nobody like you, Ruth. Ain't nobody talking to you, Ruth.
Support, you were such a girl, baby. You should be a Lord. I can't hear you. Okay.
Let me make her see. I'm sorry.
I just ran y'all all the way from the topic. Y'all were done with that conversation. I rehashed it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, we had already gone so far off topic.
Girl.
We was already on the DP.
We
were
gonna do oblivion.
Yeah, we was already on the deep end.
Okay. Well, I won't take all the blame.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't blame yourself for this.
I'm gonna go ahead and get off the line so you can close your show. But I just want Dre to know it's nothing wrong with being a little deaf. It's nothing wrong with that, and don't make fun of people.
I feel like I want to do. You remember the episode from A Different World where they were doing the death play or whatever? And I feel like I want to say, you know, start doing sign language and say, I can't hear you louder. So guess what?
Because you are lumpy and bumpy.
Faggy and baggy. Anyway,
good night.
Okay, we're done.
Good night, some more. We're about to close out this show.
I'm about to mute her right now. Good night. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Bye, Shamora.
Good night. I love y'all.
Y'all a hot mess around here.
So, this has been a very entertaining night here on the code. So, I'm thankful that you all showed up for work. Thank you for coming in. We will be back here again next Friday. Well, wait a minute. Next Friday is what? Wait a minute. Gotta look at my calendar. I don't think I have anything next Friday. So, yeah, we'll be back here next Friday. There is a, there will be a date in April that I won't be here. So, we won't have a show. But we'll be back next week. Same time.
Yes.
Same place. Different topics. More shenanigans. And hopefully other people will come to work on time. But anyway,
you know what?
You all have a what?
I love you. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Love you back, girl.
Love you back.
So, bye. Ray, I'm going to come through tomorrow and bust you in your head for that comment you made at the beginning of the show. Everybody else, thank you so much for listening.
I will. Head and lip.
Hey.
Okay,
I got one thing to say.
What?
Before y'all go to sleep, turn the music up.
turn that bitch up.
Turn your ass up. Y'all have a good night. We're closing out this show. God bless you. Good night. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Cummies.
Bye.